is gonna be alright.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
No need to worry.
The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
Greeting. This is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Scholar Baptist Church. We are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress.
New Scholar Baptist Church presents Live in Concert. George Dean and the Gospel Four.
God expected.
Gospel 4. Also featuring Big Show and the Quartet Boys. Sunday, July 5th, New Scott Alley Baptist Church, 2627 Willow Glen River Road in Alexandria.
Doors open at 3 p.m. Showtime is at 4.
You don't want to miss George Dean and the Gospel 4, along with Big Show and the Quartet Boys at the New Scott Alley Baptist Church, Sunday, July 5th. If you need tickets, you can get them at the church.
New Scott Alley is a proud sponsor of this station.
Thank you. Our Father God Almighty, in the precious name of Jesus, we come before your presence. Yes. Right now, dear God, we come thanking you for your grace, thanking you for your mercy, the peace, dear God, that you gave unto us. Lord, you told us to let not our heart be troubled, but just believe in you, dear God, trust in you. Seek, dear God, the path of righteousness, dear God, and walk thereby. Lord, we just thank you right now for your glory, for your honor, for your praise. As the song said, we can't stop praising you. And Lord, we give you the praise every day of our life. We give you the glory and the praise that deserve it, even unto you. And we ask all this in the precious name of Jesus for his sakes. Amen, amen, and amen. We thank God for you today. May God bless and keep you is our prayer. And we want you to keep seeking the face of God, of Jesus Christ. Continue to pray and seek the face of God. He's our only hope, y'all. He's our everything. We need to live by the Spirit of Christ. When the Holy Spirit tell you to shout, shout. Tell you to give praise, give praise. I recommend this, me personally, that every day of your life you praise him. Every day. When you get up in the morning, start praising him. When you go to bed at night, start praising him. Give him all the praise you can. While you're yet here on the land of living. Because one day you won't be able to give him praise. And when he yet shall appear, the Bible said we got to be like him. If you don't give him praise and honor now, you won't be able to give it to him after a while. When he closed the book up on your life, you can't praise him anymore. So it's best now and every day, get up in the morning, I say praise him. Go to bed at night, praise him. When you drive your car down the highway, praise him. That's what he wants from us. And he going to sanctify our soul. And we're going to be with him the rest of our life. I thank God for all the ministers of the gospel. In Jesus Christ, I thank him for blessing us and keeping us and giving us strength to stand, even in the midst of this crooked and perverse nation. And I stay with authorities and with power, the crooked and perverse nation. This nation is under fire. If you're in the church and you don't tell the truth about it, you're a liar and the truth ain't in you. We have trouble everywhere, all over the United States of America. The church have sit down and start saying, let the Lord handle it. He commissioned us to handle this. We got to step out on board and take care of all the affairs of this life on earth. Did you all not know that God put us in charge? The believers in Christ is in charge, not the government. We got a tail backwards. And I'm hated and resented because I tell the truth about it. If you're wrong, I'm going to address that you're wrong. I don't care who you are. But we got regular and we got people that we look up to a whole lot. And we shouldn't do that. We ought to all look up to Jesus. We ought to live as brethren in this gospel. And when our brother be overtaken in the fall, we're going to talk about that a little bit today. We strong? I'm going to get the weak man. I'm going to help the weak man up. If you already Holy Ghost filled, water baptized, tongue speak, I ain't going to fool with you. I'm going with the man that ain't there yet and bring him to where you are now. That's what God wants us to do. See, we play church too much. We play church too much. And God sent us on a mission to come and fellowship together with him in spirit and in truth. And we got to do what he said. I don't care how we do what he said. And the way he say do it. We're going to talk today about in the fifth chapter of Galatians. We want you to pay close attention to things that we teach today because it's going to cover all of us in this building. Everybody in here today, starting with me. I'm the first one they're going to cover. Then it's going to go outward. Sixth chapter, Galatians, verse 1 through 7. And you need to hear this
Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another burden, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if a man think himself to be something, when he's nothing, he deceives himself. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone, and not in another. For every man shall bear his own burden. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teaches in all good things. And finally, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. You may be seated. Stop looking for faults and failures and take on Christ. Stop looking for faults and failures in the body of Christ and take on Christ. I don't know how to teach it no better. We come together. The Bible tells me we ask and journey out together with Jesus. We brethren. Brethren mean the body of Christ, male and female. Young people, sell-aged people, older people. It covers all of us. Those that have confessed Christ as Lord and Savior, that he died, he was buried, that he rose again, the Father raised him from the dead in an incorruptible body, thou shalt be saved. And once you're saved, then the scripture comes to you in this form. And it says this, brethren, that's the body of Christ, y'all. That covers everybody in this church that's been born of God, born of the Spirit of God, born of the water, of the blood. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, God help us. Fault, that means to be judged or to be punished. But God's grace and God's mercy is able to deliver you if you confess him and acknowledge that you messed up. God will clean your slate on the spot. But the Bible goes also said, don't continue to do that. God forbid. Once he cleaned you up, stay clean. How do I stay clean? By receiving the power of the Holy Spirit. It's going to lead, guide, and instruct you into all righteousness and all truth. And we got to hold on to God. You see, you're overtaking the fault. If I'm stronger than you, I need to be whooped with a plat whoop if I'm criticizing you. I need to come and nurse you to where I am or where Jesus is. Whichever, if I'm walking in the light as he's in the light, I need to bring you where I am. I don't need to try to be over you and try to be bigger than you. I need to be as and journey as together with you in Christ Jesus. That's what God wants from us. He wants that from us. You're spiritual. You're stronger than me. So don't cut me down. Pick me up. Uh-huh. Jesus came when everybody was down, and he picked all of us up and told them, follow me.
Come on now.
Follow me. Deny yourself. Take this cross up. My suffering, my shame, my deity, and follow after me. We as believers in Christ, so oftentimes I see it in churches, we criticize one another. That should never exist in the church of God. All we are just loving brothers and sisters in Christ. If we see a brother weaker than we are, try to help him to get some strength through the word of God. Give him strength through the word of God. Share with him. Do like Philip did with the Ethiopian man. Go to him and let him help him understand God's way of doing things. Then you're going to get your blessing. The Bible says, your brother's downtrodden, don't have a lot of confidence in himself. Just talk strong talk to him. Don't talk that weak, frail talk to him. Talk strong to him. Talk meek to him. My manner. He say, he restores such a one in the spirit of meekness, huh? Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Talk to me like you got sense. Talk to me like you love me. Talk to me like you know Jesus. That's the way I want you to talk to me. Don't come talk to me all that stuff, crazy stuff. I don't want to hear that. And you're going to run me off anyway. Because I'm not tuned in to what you in yet. But if you handle me right, I'll be tuned in. If you bring me in right, I'll be tuned in to where. And then we'll agree together. And then that's more power to us to move mountains. You see, in the spirit of meekness, consider yourself. Unless you fall in the same boat he fell in or she fell in. You talking about her or talking about him, and now you're in that valley. You're in the valley now. You hollering and crying now. You didn't know how he felt or she felt. Now you in it now. And how you going to get out of it now? Somebody going to criticize and condemn you and talk about you and talk about how no good you are? You don't need that in the God house. You need to pick everybody in God's house up. We need to deliver God's people according to his will. He said, because you're going to fall, you'll fall in the same boat. Be careful. Valley sang a song, be careful how you save whatever. Somebody do it to you. Yeah. And that's a true thing. That's so true. You treat people, the Bible tell me, treat people like you want to be treated. Love everybody, he said. Even people that come against you, love them anyway. That's how we're going to heaven now. Don't you think you're going to heaven hating me and loving Billy Joe? That ain't going to work. You got to love both of us. And I'm no more than you because I got a three-piece suit on. We all the same. I just paid a little more money than you paid. That's all there is to it. And went out and got in debt. But we are heirs together in Christ Jesus. And what really gets our life, old things pass away. Now all things have become new to us now. We are special. We are the royalty of Christ now. Look, the Bible said, don't continue in sin and expect God to bless you. Once God brings us out and put his stamp of approval on, keep that stamp on you. And wherever you go, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good work and glorify the Father which is in heaven. And look what he says. He goes on to say, you know what? Sometimes people have a heavy load on them. And God wants you to help them to tote some of that weight. You see me struggling with a heavy load? Look, come help me. Give me a little boost. Give me a little boost. Help me to carry a little. When Jesus was at Calvary, Simon of Cyrene, it was commanded him to go help Jesus bear this cross. And he went called it. Going up the hill with Jesus. Jesus didn't leave him by himself. Jesus took it on up the hill, and he was with Jesus. We're working together with Christ. And we got to tell him to strengthen us every day that we can stay in the power of his might. Say, bear you one another burden. That fulfills the law of Christ. Not the law of Moses. Not even the law of Enoch. But the law of Christ. Christ was the fulfillment of the old covenant. Keep this in mind. If you never hear me talk anything about the Old Testament, I'm in good standing with Christ. Christ was the fulfillment of the Old Testament. It's still the word of God, but Jesus fulfilled it. Wasn't no forgiveness in the law. Whatever you did, you was punished for it. You stole something from people, they cut your hand off. You were peeping tone, they pluck your eye out. And we got to understand, Jesus is the fulfillment of everything. He went on to tell us, say, if a man, oh Lord, oh God, help me, Jesus. If a man think himself to be what? Something. Lord, help me, Jesus. when he's nothing, he deceived or he fooling himself. Some of us walk around here with air in our chest, think we bad. Ain't nothing to you. I'm telling you to your faith, ain't nothing to you. We are servants of who? Of Jesus Christ, according to this book here. You ain't no more, no lesser. You're a servant of Jesus Christ. What is a servant, Smith? A slave. That's a slave. A slave to who? Jesus. He don't want you to be slave to no man. No, he don't want you to be no slave to no man. He wants you to be a slave to him. That's to obey him in all things. And he's going to direct your path. We stay slave to man long enough, huh? Over 200 some years, we was a slave to man. Jesus didn't want, that's why he went to Egypt, way back yonder, and delivered, huh, Israel out of Egypt, because they were slaves. He don't want us to be no slave. The Bible tell me in 1 Peter 2, he said, we are the royalty of God. We are a holy nation, a peculiar people. We ain't been defined. We've been made holy through the blood of Jesus Christ. Bible confessing and believing in Christ, we made whole. He turned us from evil and made good about it. He said, don't pump yourself up. You might know a little more than I do. Just thank God for it. Thank God for it. Lord, I thank you for knowing a little bit more than Smith there. But use it proper now. Don't use it to your convenience now, or it's just like you don't know nothing. The meek shall inherit the earth. You got to stay humble and meek in God's program. You can't be boastful in God's program. You got to be meek and humble in God's program. And you know what? When I was coming up, I was a skinny guy. They always said, that little skinny boy ain't nothing. He can't do nothing. And what I had to try to do, I didn't have good sense then. What I had to try to do, make a man out of myself, do things that I shouldn't have been doing, pick a lot of weight up, and all that to prove that I was all man. I never will forget it. I was silly. I'm talking about me. I ain't talking about you. Friend of mine picked 350 pounds up 10 times. And I knew I could do it. And I went and grabbed it, I couldn't move it. And I went twice a day for 3 weeks to the gym. Every day, twice a day. And in that 3 weeks, I was picking 350 pounds up 10 times. I said, you can't outdo me. You can't outdo me. I ain't going to let you outdo me. Well, I was just killing myself. I was overstraining myself. You said sometimes you got to learn the hard way, huh? Yeah, I was overstraining, trying to prove who I was. I should have been just trying to prove who Jesus was. Not going by what another man tell me what I ain't, but I should have been trying to prove who Jesus was. When I proved who Jesus was, I got it made now. Yeah, I'm witnessing to him, witness for him, and witnessing with him. He said, let every man prove his own worth. Then shall he ever rejoice in himself alone. Look, when I overcome, when we built this church here, the people at the bank told us, no, you can't put no church like that in this neighborhood. I said, what? You can't put no church like that in this neighborhood. I walked off. I walked out the bank. I didn't want people talking to me like that. I don't believe in that. Till this very day, I don't believe in it. Don't cut me down. We went on, we come back, we got together, and we prayed. And all of us had a word. We was in harmony. Never seen nothing in my life like that. All members of that board was in perfect harmony. And one Saturday we met, and everybody agreed in one. And the man come out here and say, it's $35,000 for the blueprint. He said, but if you give me the contract, I get it for nothing. I said, so be it. So be it. And that's what happened. But we didn't get energetic and start boasting about who we were. We started giving God the praise.
we start honoring God and giving him praise and honor. And we start working. We start working in Christ and doing the things that the Lord wanted us to do. And air never got in our chest. Nobody ever left there bragging about who we were. But we thought we could start thinking who Jesus was. Start giving God the glory and the praise. And then when the facilities start coming up, people pass by and say, huh? How do you get a church like that out there? What is it? I just looked up and said, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Never boast. Still don't boast. We got a nice congregation. I still don't boast. Because of what the Lord told us, say, lift him up, and he going to draw. I'm reminded, I never boasted yet, and I thank God that he's in the midst of us this day. We had Reverend G.R. Harden, he was here in our community, come in fellowship with us. He used to pastor Bethel A&M Church. And that man right there preached one Sunday. And 18 people come up and gave their life to Christ. Never bullshit. Say, thank you, Lord. We always a witness. I say, the Lord showing us that if we stay tuned in to him, he going to do more than that. And I never will forget the miracle. I asked God for a miracle one Sunday morning before I ever got to church. And he gave it to us. He gave us a miracle one Sunday morning. And I thank him for even for this regular day. And I tell people every day, I tell them all the time, I say, look, God still works miracles. How's that, preacher? You're looking at one now. You're looking at a miracle right now, standing up before you right now. I'm a miracle. I'm a miracle. I'm a miracle. And I thank God for that miracle. See, everybody got to bear their own burden. It didn't say don't help your brother. He said we're working together with your brother. So bear your burden. Don't call me to take your load. If I see you taking your load and see you struggling, I'm going to come help you. I'm a child of the King. You ain't got to tell me to come help you. I'm coming because I see the need. I'm coming to help you. But when you stand back and tell me do this, do that, and other, it get to me then. And I start asking myself, what you doing? See, it's hard. I'm hard on people that always telling you what to do and don't never do nothing. I'm hard on them. You got to be the first partakers of your job, of your work, before you tell other folks to go work. You got to show forth your goodness, your work, your mercy, and stop trying to tell everybody what to do all the time. You know, I used to work on my job. I was a supervisor, and I had men on the job always suggesting to me, I say, who the boss? I said, who the boss? Well, you the boss, but I just want to tell you this. This is a better way. We ain't looking for no better way. We're looking for to get the job done. That's all I want the job done. I ain't looking for no better way. Yeah. The Bible says, goes on, we're almost through. Let him that is taught in the word, good God Almighty, communicate unto him that teaches in all good things. I'm a good teacher. But I got to consult somebody that's better than me. They're going to bring me to where I need to be, bring me where I have understanding, bring me where I can nourish the people that I stand before and teach. And I got to live by precepts and examples of what the word of God said here. And I got to know that I don't know everything. I got to know I don't know everything. I can't get up here acting like I know everything. We are working together with Christ. Everybody in here, if God give all of us in here a gift, use your gift of what God called you to be. He said, stay in the vocation that you was called in. And we're going to work together because the Holy Spirit is sealing us together. And we're going to come out right every time. And when people say you can't do, make them out of a lie. We God's people. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. We got to make them lie. God said, I wish that none perished, but let's send them to hell for lying on us. That's what we got to do, y'all. We got to do it. You ain't got to fight against nobody. You ain't got to argue with nobody. I have never in a church argued. Thank God I had a little sense not to go up in God's house arguing. Now, I've seen people argue in the church, but I don't do that. And I'm no better than nobody else. I just don't argue in no church. I respect God. This is the framework of God. He said, on this rock I'll build my church, the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So we got to act like we God's children every day of our life, not one day, not just on Sunday, but every day, 7 days a week. The Bible goes on to say, let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teaches in all things. We got to always look up. Could always look up. I know a lot of stuff in the Bible, but I don't know it all. And when I sit there, if you notice me, I don't never get up and talk. I sit down and be quiet. I notice. I jot notes and stuff down and see the reaction of people, how people teach, what they teach, how they teach. I just jot a note down and remind myself what I need to be doing. If I need to correct or whatever, that's my job. Not to criticize nobody, not to delete anything you said, call you no liar. That ain't my job. Matthew 7 chapter said, don't judge nobody. So we all need to be taught. When you get unteachable, I'm telling you how I feel. I don't want to be around you no more. When you can't be taught, I don't want to be around you. Because you're detrimental to hell. And you're trying to take me with you. My mind is open. I'm always listening. I don't know everything. Every day I hear people talk, I learn from people. I watch people. I discern the spirit of people. I understand what people. When people fall in a disaster, I know I've been in many disasters. Yes, Lord. I had to cry out to God. Lord, help me. Nobody else even understood my problem. Yes, Lord. I had to cry to him. He delivered me. Yes, the people was there talking about me. He should have had more sense than all kinds of stuff. Yes. I had to cry out to God and tell him, please, Lord, deliver me. Yes. And I learned this. I learned this. Y'all forgive me. I don't trust nobody. But God. Many people have told me many lies, how great they was, how they do this, they know this, how to do this, that, and other. And I started going behind them and listening to what they say. And I become a stepping stone for the devil. But when I got in this book, and started getting the things out of this book that God want me to know and want me to do, then I started coming forth as pure gold. And he delivered me. I ain't did nothing on my own. Everything I got, everything I own, God gave it to me. As we come to a close, I want to share this with you. Be not deceived. When you look in the Greek and the Hebrew translation, don't let nobody fool you and don't fool yourself. The Lord see everything you do. He know everything you think. He said he know the intent of your thought. You can tell me, look in my face and smile every day and say, Rev, I love you, and be wanting to gut me. I can feel the discernment, but I'm still going to love you. I even know what you're thinking about, but I'm still going to love you. But the Lord just told me to be watchful. Be watchful. And that's where we all, as saints of God, got to be watchful. Put your trust in God, not in a man. Let every man be a lie. Let God be the truth. Be watchful in all things. Be watchful. And the Lord going to direct our path. He say, when I look at this, I say, don't think you fooling God. The way you serve God, the way you don't serve God, don't you think you're fooling God? And he said, he's not marked. Watch this. He ain't got no blindfold. He can see through this wall here. He see through me. He see through you. He see through us. He know what we thinking and know what we ain't thinking. He know what we need to think. He know all this. Can't fool him. Can't fool him. I don't care how I get up here and talk all kind of stuff. God know my heart. He know my heart. And if I keep lying to him and faking, he going to cut me down one day in the midst of all the people. Going to bring me to open shame. That's according to the scripture. He going to bring me to open shame. And I'm going to wish every day I never had said what I said or did what I did, because he going to cut me down. That's his word. That's not my word. That's his word. Don't be deceived. He's not marked. Was ever man sow it? He going to reap death. And Lord, I'm telling y'all, I don't know how many of y'all willing to own up to the truth today. I'm a living witness to own up to it. Things I've done in life, thought I got away with it. No, Lord. No, Lord. It came back on me. And when it came on me, ain't nobody had to tell me why. I knew on the spot why it happened. See, before God's word fell, heaven and earth, it's going to pass away, y'all. Y'all believe what this book here say, y'all. I know you don't have to know the whole book. You don't have to know the whole book. Just know Jesus. The Bible say, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. And he started the beginning. So study your Word. Implant this Word in your system. And he's going to deliver you from all the things which Satan bring on you. See, Satan came for three reasons, y'all. Kill, steal, and destroy. Jesus said, I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. We are the children of God. The 24th number of Psalms say the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. Everything that God owns is ours too. It belongs to us too. We heirs of Jesus Christ. I thank God for it today. There may be somebody today desiring their heart to stop looking at faults and failures and look at Jesus, who's the author and finisher of our faith. If you're here today and you just want to just come and give your life to Jesus, that's good. You want to be baptized, that's good. You come in fellowship, that's good. Whatever reason you want to come, it's good. When we had altar prayer earlier, I said, thank you, Lord. Those that come to the altar, they come to be prayed up and brought before God. At this particular time, we ask you to come to give your life to Jesus, be baptized, or come in fellowship with the congregation. That's what we're opening for right now. Not prayer, now. You may come. You may come. He's waiting on me, you, us, to come and give our life to him so he can renew us according to his will. Are you here today? We ask to let you come now.
Never do anything else for me.
Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus.
You've done enough.
Hear our cry, Lord. Hear our cry. Come to our rescue, dear God.
when I was yet in my sin. Hallelujah. He was wounded for my transgressions. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He was Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus.
God bless you. We hope that this message has encouraged your heart. We invite you to come worship with us at our Sunday school service beginning at 9 a.m., our morning worship service at 11 a.m., Bible study every Wednesday night from 7 to 8. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, you can write us at 2627 Willow Glen Road, Alexandria, Louisiana. Again, thank you, and may God bless you.